For more on Syria and the region, we're joined now by Associated Press correspondent Sarah El-Deeb, who is based in Beirut. Thanks for joining us here in New York. I want to start with the bigger picture of Syria. Right now, we are in the middle of this, seems to be public policy that's happening in front of our eyes on how and whether U.S. troops are going to pull out. Why is that so consequential?
This is one of the most complex conflicts in the region. It's consequential because this is probably the last leg in that conflict. And I think everyone is positioning themselves to make their word count more than everyone else. And in the middle of all that, we see a decision by the U.S. to say, no, I'm leaving and I'm getting out of here and I'm leaving the field. I think at that stage, whether the U.S. has been very influential in Syria or not, the perception has been that it is very influential. So now, at the final chapter, when the government is winning, when Russia and Iran are advancing, when Turkey is threatening an offensive in northeastern Syria, the U.S. says, I'm leaving, there must be consequences to that. And we don't really know the extent of the consequences. I think everyone's grappling with the meaning of that, and I think everyone's trying to figure it out. And in the middle of an ambiguous plan for withdrawal, no one seems to really know the immediate or the long-term effect of that withdrawal. Maybe the immediate we can talk about, but the long-term effect of that, I think, remain unclear.
Yeah, so the conflict for the United States has primarily been framed about going after the Islamic State group. The president has framed it as, well, we've declared victory, basically. We don't need to be in this area, which he encapsulates down into sand and death, right? But what are the ripple effects immediately for a very multi-party fight over a specific region?
Let's take it from the geography of the place. It's not death and sand. This area is one of the richest in Syria. It's green, it's also a breadbasket for the rest of Syria, and it's got oil fields and water resources and dams.
So it's something Assad cares a lot about.
And everyone, all the players there, one way or the other. For you to be able to negotiate anything in Syria, I think resources, we know that muscles count. So resources and impact will have meaning. And in Syria, if the capital at one point was the most significant seat or fight, then northeast, I would argue, is probably the second most important. The immediate consequence is that we have actually seen military buildup. I mean, like I was saying, Turkey is sending troops and reinforcement there. Turkey is a U.S. ally, but it's been a very tenuous relationship, and they don't agree on what to do in northeast Syria. In Iran and the government, Syrian government and Russia have presence in the southeast. So where will they go? Will they be ready to replace the U.S. Troops if they pull out? And it's not just U.S. troops. We have a coalition, a number of French, possibly other members of the coalition that are present there in that area. Immediately, we have a partner, a Syrian Kurdish partner that had worked with the U.S. over the years. They are very shocked and stunned. They were very shocked and stunned by that decision. They've lost a lot of fighters in that fight. In comparison to what the coalition or the U.S. has lost is maybe 100 times more. They will be left out in the cold if the U.S. leaves them. They are not, they have chosen to work with the U.S. for the last 4 years.
And could they turn around and start working with Russia and Assad?
I think they've dabbled with that. They tried to see what it would mean to work with the Syrian government and the Russian. I mean, they are indigenous. They are local to Syria. They're not going to leave when the U.S. leaves. They have to find a way to exist in that area. Their problem has been that the decision, they never expected the U.S. to forever stay. But I think for the U.S. to announce that they are pulling out when Turkey, their most immediate enemy, is threatening to take them on and drive them out of that area, That was a stunner. That was a bit of a shock. So I think now they have to find a way to protect themselves. They have never stopped talking to the Russians because operationally everyone has to talk to everyone in Syria. It's a very complex battlefield. So they have kept contacts with the Russian at one point or the other. Now they realize the importance of talking to Russia because Russia has influence over the Syrian government, which ultimately will give them a role in a future Syria or protect them if there is no one else to do so. I think it's a very complex negotiating table.
Yeah.
We have to keep following bit by bit, but it changes all the time. I was just talking to a Kurdish official in Syria, and she was telling me that two, 3 days ago, she was telling me, we don't know the U.S. plan. A couple of hours ago, she said, we know we've been promised it's going to be slow and it's going to be staggered over a long period. So I think what we find out about what's going to happen in Syria is really something we find out as it develops on the ground, not what people tell us in statements or declarations.
All right. Sarah Aldeeb, thank you for your continuing coverage of it.
Thank you.